For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. This week in Frankfurt, the debate over gun control flared up after a mass shooting at a high school in Florida. Lawmakers have proposed a handful of bills to deal with guns this legislative session, but most of them expand where guns can be carried. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Gun control has long been a non-starter in Frankfurt. Politicians from both parties tout their positive ratings from the National Rifle Association, and even when Democrats controlled the state house, voting in favor of bills that could be perceived as limiting the possession of guns rarely even got considered in committee. After recent school shootings in Marshall County in Florida, Pikeville Democratic Representative Chris Harris says he's giving up his NRA rating for Lent.
We do nothing to try to even minimize these ever-escalating mass shootings with their ever-escalating death tolls. We offer our prayers and we talk about our faith, but we do not act. Without action, without good works, our faith and our prayers are dead.
Democratic lawmakers from Louisville and Lexington have long pushed for the legislature to allow their cities to pass their own gun laws. State law currently bans cities from any type of measure regulating guns or gun accessories. Harris says the state needs to consider banning assault weapons, require background checks at gun shows, and ban bump stocks that make semi-automatic rifles fire more rapidly.
There are some common sense things that we can do here in Kentucky, and though they won't prevent every mass shooting or every school shooting, collectively, they will save lives.
But Representative Stan Lee, a Republican from Lexington, says that God, not new laws, will curb mass shootings.
You know, we didn't have these shootings when we allowed children to pray in schools. We didn't have these problems when we allowed children to take their Bibles and read them in schools, Mr. Speaker. But yet we're shocked now that people are bringing guns to school.
Governor Matt Bevin has repeatedly said he's against any gun restrictions. This week, he called on producers of video games, movies, and music to have a conversation about violent content.
I'm calling on anyone who's in a position of influence, every superintendent, every CEO of every media company that produces a video game that is violent in its nature, the movie producers who make the movies, the record producers who produce the music that we listen to, all of you. We've got to step up. We're the adults. Let's act like it.
Senator Danny Carroll is a Republican who represents Marshall County High School, where a student shot and killed two 15-year-olds and injured 18 others last month. He's proposed a bill that would allow teachers and staff to use non-lethal weapons like guns that use rubber bullets and flashbang grenades in active shooter situations.
The idea is to have these devices stored at various locations throughout the school. Any staff member within the school who volunteers to be part of the response team would be certified in each weapon and would have to recertify each year.
Proposals from other lawmakers include allowing some teachers or staff to have access to a lockbox containing a gun on campus and allowing people with concealed carry permits to carry weapons at state colleges and universities. Holland Holm was shot in the head when a student opened fire on a group of praying classmates at Heath High School in Paducah 20 years ago. He said arming teachers won't stop school shootings.
Putting guns in the hands of school personnel would further complicate a crisis situation by inserting an armed, untrained person into that chaos.
That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfurt this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.